Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Genesis. Genesis 45. This is the story of how God delivered Egypt and the people of God through Joseph. You know the story, because of the poverty and the famine, his brothers came into Egypt to get food, and they had to come before him, and they didn't recognize him. But what happened at that point is he asked them about his daddy. How's my father? And they told him he's fine, and the rest of his family. And he said, this famine, because he being a prophet and knowing the word of the Lord, he said, this is going to go on for several more years. And you don't need to be, y'all don't need to be where you are. You need to come here so I can take care of you. In Genesis 45, are you there?
Yes.
Genesis 45 and verse 17. Pharaoh said to Joseph, say to your brethren, this do ye. Load your beast, go get you to the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households and come to me, and I will give you what? The good of the land of Egypt, and you're going to eat the fat of the land. Verse 19, now you are commanded, this do ye. Take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. And regard not your stuff for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. Now, if you look up the words along this line, you'll find many times it talks about goods, goods, goods. And like I said last week, they don't call them bads. They're what?
Yes.
They're goods. Yes. So what is all that stuff you got? Goods. Yes. And it's good.
Yeah.
It's bad for you to have all that stuff. No, the Bible calls them goods.
Yeah.
And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons. Notice it keeps talking about these wagons. Everybody say wagons.
Wagons.
Wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. And all of them he gave the men changes of raiment, and he gave Benjamin extra 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. How many know if you don't have that kind of money and can't buy that kind of clothes, you can't give them to people and bless them with them?
Right.
Gotta have it. To his father, he sent after this manner, 10 donkeys loaded. Loaded. Everybody say loaded.
Loaded.
Come on now, get ready to shout with me. They're loaded with what? With the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses, that's another 10 donkeys and mules, loaded, loaded, loaded. Somebody say loaded.
Loaded.
Is it good
yes.
to be loaded
yes.
with good
yes.
stuff?
Yes.
Is that good?
Yes.
Being loaded is good.
Yes.
Being empty is bad.
Yes.
Loaded. So he sent his brothers away, and they departed. And he said, now see that you don't fall out by the way. That's talking about fussing and arguing and fighting. No falling out. Say that out loud.
No falling out.
No falling out. Now that's simple. I mean, there's a whole sermon right here. When God's got, do you see he's got a wagon train?
Yes.
Of what?
Yes.
The best stuff of Egypt. They had some stuff now. Jewelry. Clothes, food, stuff. A lot of it's in the museums today. They had scores of beasts of burden loaded to the hilt. They had wagons loaded with what?
Goods.
So there's this wagon train. And it's what? Loaded. These donkeys are loaded. These wagons are loaded. Loaded. With what? The best in the world, because Egypt had the best in the world.
Yes.
It was the best in Egypt, and they had the best, so it was the best in the world. And verse 25, and they went up out of Egypt, and they came to the land of Canaan to Jacob their father. And they told him, they said, Joseph is alive, and he's governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he didn't believe them. See, they came and showed him that coat of many colors with blood on it, and told him that this wild, like we say down here, varmint got it. And he's grieved for his son for years and years and years. I mean, how many years has it been? Decades. And when they told him that, he fainted. And he didn't believe it when he come to. Oh, but keep reading. Verse 27, when he come to from his fainting spell, they told him all the words of Joseph. And when he had said that, he said to them, now get this. Oh, y'all not helping me enough. Verse 27. What happened? When did the change come? When he saw the wagons. He saw all the wagons full of all the stuff. He saw all the donkeys loaded down with that silk and purple and gold goblets and big screen TVs. And that's what it would have been today, right? $5,000 suits and, you know, on and on and on and on. When he saw all the wagons. Come on. When he saw the wagons that Joseph sent to carry him back, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Strength come up in him. He was revived and he began to believe. Because he said, Israel said, it's enough. That's enough. What's enough? That wagon train. That's enough. Joseph is alive. I'm going to go see him before I die. It has always been God's mode of operation and his plan that people come to believe in his reality by seeing his glory, which is his goodness. Oh, come on. Do you see that? The people like Jacob who, when they hear the word by itself, they faint. Yeah. And it just sounds too good to be true. Yeah. And it just doesn't sound real to them. And God is not real to them. And the church world has stopped right there. Yeah. And they just told them Joseph's alive or Jesus is alive. Because Joseph's a type of Jesus. He's alive, and people have went, if you say so, I don't know. What does it matter to me? What can he do for me? Do you understand? So much of the world, that's right, where they are. So, God never intended for that to be the end of it. Come on, he always intended that you go, come on, let me show, look back over here. And here comes the wagon train. Didn't the psalmist say he daily loadeth us with benefits? That's one of the definitions of the word good. It's beneficial. Beneficial. What's beneficial? What's helpful? What's good? Loaded. Turn to Romans. I'll close with this. Loaded. Loaded is a biblical word. Loaded is a spiritual word. Loaded is good. Loaded is the will of God. And loaded is the witness of the reality that Jesus is raised from the dead. God never intended you to just tell people and that's it. There's supposed to be wagon loads of evidence of the goodness of God. What are we talking about? Wagons of healing wagons. People healed until folk go, God's got to be real. Look at the house. Could that have happened? And they see how good he is. Wagon loads of prosperity. And every good thing is evidence that the good God is real. And the good Jesus is alive. and that he is.
Amen.
Good. Man, does that put a picture in you? I'm telling you. Jacob faints when they tell him this good news. It's just too much for him to believe. He just goes, boys, I can't believe that. I know I can't believe it. And then they said, well, look at the wagons. How'd we get these wagons if he ain't alive? Look at the wagons. Wagon loads of evidence. Wagon loads of goodness of God. Proving that he's real. When he saw the wagons, he said, that's enough for me. I know you boys didn't just go pick us up on your own. Joseph's got to be alive. Jesus has to be alive.
Yes.
Look at the goodness.
Yes.
I could shout about that the rest of the night. Jesus has got to be alive. Look at the goodness. Look at the wagon loads of goodness. And that's why Romans, the second chapter that we've quoted so many times, that's why it says it. And I wanted you to turn there instead of me just quoting it. Romans 2 and 4. It says, do you despise the riches of his goodness and his forbearance? That's good. Long suffering, that's good. Not knowing, in other words, don't you know? Don't you know that the goodness of God is what leads people, leads men, leads you to repentance? It ain't beating on people. It ain't telling them what sorry sinners they are. It ain't telling them they're going to hell if they don't change. It ain't telling them they don't dress right, their hair ain't right, their life ain't right. That don't lead people to repentance. Bible never said it did. Never told us to go out and judge and condemn and harp on this and harp on that. What will get a hold of people?
Goodness.
People who were fainting and not believing and thought it was all too good to be true and just too wild and they couldn't accept it. What is going to get people like that? And shake them in front of their TV, in front of their computer screen. Shake them listening to the radio. Shake them just watching you in your life. What's going to get a hold of them? The goodness of God will just be there in the morning. It'll be there in the middle of the day. It'll talk to them in the nighttime on their bed. And it'll just keep growing. And they just keep seeing wagon after wagon after wagon after wagon loaded with the good things of God until they say, like Jacob, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. I believe he's got to be alive. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me